Welcome everyone to our...
Recording in progress.
Welcome everyone to our council work meeting. Today is Tuesday, May 21st, 2024. It is 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Are we on Mountain Standard Time?
Yes, daylight.
Daylight savings time.
No, we're on Mountain Daylight Savings.
Okay.
Just say that one time.
As far as, thank you. As far as roll call, we have our county attorney, Scott Broadhead, present. Thank you for being here. As far as councilman, Councilman Hoffman, Councilman Hamner, Councilman Wardle. We have Councilman Strongberg, who will be joining us shortly by Zoom. And Councilman Thomas is stuck in traffic on I-80. So, and then Andy is away at a conference. We have Nikki, thank you for being here from the clerk's office. And Brittany, thank you for being here from the manager's office. I thank each of you. That will bring us down to line item transfer, the Criminal Justice Board, and our auditor, Allison Coy. Allison, I think you need one of these. Oh.
All right, council, we just have one line item transfer for you. Our Dallin Littlefield, who was employed in this position, has moved on to the greener pastures of Grahamsville. And so he'll be doing this as a contract. And so they'll be doing this from a contract position. And so we moved his salaries and wages to our professional and technical so we can pay him that way.
Okay, any questions, council?
Is the pay the same as since he's contracted?
I believe it's similar.
Okay.
But do we save money on it overall since we don't have to pay the benefits?
Yes, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Do you want me to do the next one?
Yep.
Okay.
And let me just introduce, this is the resolution and ordinances, so we're down to resolution and ordinances amending and increasing the 2024 budget. Allison?
All right, council, this one is a grant that our health department and our EOC will be working on. The health department has some money, and believe it or not, we still have COVID money floating around. And so although he's putting together two mass casualty trailers with the EOC for $24,000.
Wonderful. And those trailers will be staged?
One in Wendover, one in Tula, the Tula Valley.
Wonderful. Any other questions, council? That will bring us down. Drop the mic. Our auditor, drop the mic. Resolution 2024-08, as granting county manager authority to sign the easement, Nathan Harris.
Good evening, council. What is being asked today, so generally I would bring easements before the council. This easement that we are working with, the Grahamsville and the Erta City or the Erta Airport, is to connect water and sewer lines to the Grahamsville water system. But what has happened is they don't have a right of way to use any of our space there. So this, what we're working on and negotiating right now is what that temporary easement would look like so the airport can install those water lines and sewer lines. Instead of bringing it back before the council, what I'm asking is for the council tonight to grant authority to Andy, the county manager, to sign that easement when it gets finalized, the temporary one.
This easement specifically?
This one specifically. It would not grant any other authority beyond just for this easement with the airport.
Any other questions?
I just want to thank Ty as a member of the South Lake Airport Board and the manager's office, Nathan, for you guys working through this. This is a critical easement for some economic development projects that they will be having down at that airport. So for those to be able to move forward and have this done is great. They'll make an investment that will be great for our county. So thank you.
When do you anticipate having an agreement done, Nathan?
Probably Thursday. Thursday or Friday. We're close.
But the construction has already started. Is this one where they already went in and put in some of the things that we didn't authorize?
They did it on the Grantsville sign. Rochelle, did they do it on our right-of-way already a little bit? Okay, they had already done a little bit on ours, and that's, I think that's kind of what flagged this and brought it to our attention.
Okay. Are they going to be paying for the easement in the contract?
They will have it surveyed. They're going to give us the most recent version. The airport is going to put a pathway in, and they're going to be giving us, what was the word? As built. Thank you, Jerry. And so they're going to have it surveyed as well. So they are fronting some costs.
Who's going to be responsible for the maintenance of the work?
That's kind of what we're finalizing, is how do we incorporate Grantsville? How do we make Grantsville take this on afterwards? Yes.
Because I won't agree to it unless we necessarily have that in our draft protection for the county. We need to do this for the airport, and it's going to be a good economic development. But at the same time, we've got to make sure the county is protected long term, especially since they moved forward without our permission.
I think that's what they're working on.
I know, I get that. I just want to make sure that that's in there.
Yep.
I don't believe that we can maintain public water infrastructure as a county. They're contracted with Grantsville, they're working with Grantsville. These are Grantsville improvements, right?
And I spoke with the Dallin Littlefield, who's a Grantsville attorney, and kind of expressed, hey, how do we make it so Grantsville assumes this, the after effects and the maintenance, how do we get that to happen? And he and I have kind of bounced around a few ideas, and so I think we're close.
Isn't it just common in city? I mean, we do this with public improvements, that the public improvements are then turned over to the political subdivision that maintains them. So if it was a subdivision in Tooele City and there were water line improvements and an easement, those would be turned over to for Tooele City to maintain if they own them. Wouldn't the same rule just apply here?
I agree with that.
Okay. Any other questions?
Nope.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It brings down to contracts. Contract between Holbrook Asphalt LLC, Holy County. Jed? Good to see you, by the way, Jed.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here. This is a contract for what's called a high density mineral bond. We did put it out to bid on the state procurement website for 2 weeks. We only received one response from Holbrook Asphalt. The budget was budgeted for 2024. This is part of our 5-year master maintenance plan, was where the roads were selected. The bid came in at $183,159. They plan on doing the work starting July 8th through the 20th, and it's four subdivision road varying in length, some of which are in the Stansberry area, and one of which is in Berta.
Okay. And these are the maintenance on the roads. Any other questions on this, Council? No. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that looks like we're seeking to adjourn until 7 o'clock. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Well, I'll make a motion that we adjourn and go into a closed session.
So we don't have time.
We don't have time. Mm-hmm.
Or the people.
See right? How many efficient you are?
Mr. Chairman, I have a motion on the table.
I'll second it.
All those in favor say aye.
Very reluctantly.
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned until 7 p.m.
He said aye. Okay, sure.